This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That computer is causing problems? Well, maybe not, but maybe you want to learn more about it. Doug's the man. Doug Swindlehart is in today on Tech Talk, and our phone number and text number is the same, 651-461-9226. So we invite you to send in your text. We already have a couple to start the show. The number again, 651-461-9226. Sun is out. A bit more of a comfortable day. It's been a pretty cold January so far for the most part. Looks like we'll get another cool down next week. But all in all, not a bad Saturday. Doug, how you been?
Oh, it's wonderful. And the weather today is really nice compared to the last couple of days. I'm liking it.
Yeah, I'm fine with this. That's the good thing. I'll try and stay positive when it comes to the weather. You get the real cold stuff. You get a day in the 20s, and it feels pretty good. So we've got weather on our side. I've driven by. I was out running errands, a couple of car washes, and they are very busy. Today would be a good day to own a car wash. People out trying to get stuff cleaned up. I can't believe how much salt I have in my vehicle, because once it all kind of dries up, it leaves the salt. It is ridiculous. It's someone like emptied a salt shaker on the mats in my vehicle. It's kind of crazy. So,
oh, yeah, it gets bad. Yeah, Nancy said, wash the car, wash the car. I said, well, it'll look the same in about 3 hours. What's the difference?
Right.
But you got to try to keep them clean as much as you can.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the salt and the sand, it really takes its toll, no question.
Yeah, the salt, it's just absolutely unbelievable. But on the flip side, I'd rather have that than slippery roads. All right, let's get to the text line here on the program. Once again, you can call Carrie, our producer, or you can text. That'll come right into the studio. 651-461-9226 is the number, and that's good for all our programs here on News Talk 830 WCCO. 7 days a week, 651-461-9226. Doug, I have a Surface Pro 4 or 5 years old. Works fine. But is there any value in having a periodic tune-up? And I think this is really a good call, no matter what device you own. Periodic tune-ups, clean-ups. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, here again, I just have to bring up Pervasor. That's really should be absolutely your first place to go. And I don't know if there's an actual set time. I would rather people be a little more in touch with their computer. And if they see it starting to slow down, or they start to notice some just kind of random hanging, and well, then it's time to run it and give it a shot. Because most of the time, you can do a background cleanup, take out your cache files, take out your temp files. And the nice thing about Pervasor is when Windows does updates, it goes in and it takes out all of the leftover files that are no longer useful, no longer running. That's huge. That can take up not just disk space, but it will require extra resources even when you're running. So this is a great program, and it's PRIVAZER.com. I think every Windows machine, Windows 10 and up, should have it. And apparently, he's ready for Windows 11 already.
Oh, wow. And this is a tune-up you speak of. That it's one of those things, doesn't cost you a dime. Run it every now and then. What do you recommend? Weekly, monthly? What do you think?
Well, if you're on your computer a lot, I'd say probably weekly. But here again, the nice thing is you can set this thing up in such a way to where when you go to the scan, there's two small little boxes. Just put a little tick in there. Says start scan immediately, and then right below that or above it says shut the machine off when you're done. Well, when you're done for the end of the day, end of the evening, you flip them two boxes, hit the scan, and walk away. Tomorrow morning, you start it up, and you're ready to roll.
All right, good deal. Oh, here's one that I want to get to right away. Is there a way to listen to a rebroadcast of the Doug Swinhart Show? Yes, we have the podcast. It's at our website, WCCORadio.com. Search for Tech Talk. My name's Steve or Doug, and you'll find it. And we really do appreciate you downloading and listening to the podcast. That is a good thing, because it is a good thing in a convenient way. If you can't tune in on Saturdays at 2, take advantage of that. Another way is get the free Odyssey app. Mm-hmm. And use the rewind feature. Make WCCO Radio your favorite. Easy peasy, a lot of ways to be able to catch the program. Doug, here's another one we brought up over the years. Should I rent or buy a modem, whether you're using CenturyLink or Xfinity, or you have another internet service provider? You and I are on the same page on this one, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that in today's day and age, with the updates that the ISPs are forced to do from time to time, it really doesn't pay to own your own, I don't think. There are certain circumstances where it's a good idea, but 99% of the people out there will be light years ahead by just renting the equipment. You're going to spend about the same amount of money no matter which way you go. But the thing is with that being their equipment, then the monkey is on their back to make sure that internet and TV, telephone, whatever you got coming in through there, is on their back. And that's where it should be. That once it gets to your house and you've got a clean signal inside the house, then you're good to go. In addition to that, I got to say, Steve, that I was working on a brand new modem for CenturyLink last week. They have the people just hooked up to fiber. They're getting a gigabyte up and a gigabyte down. This thing was screaming. The modem had some extra features I wasn't used to seeing, but I read a little bit about it, downloaded the manual. This is really top-shelf equipment. And the Aeris equipment that you get from Xfinity, it's just second to none. It runs and runs and runs. I don't know if you can buy any better and save any money. It really is the answer. Just rent it from your ISP. Save yourself a ton of problems. Keep in mind when you're networking, less is better. The less equipment you have, the better. Now, there's certain circumstances you need a modem and a router. But today, nearly all of the internet service providers are providing it as one unit. Now you've got one point of failure, if it's there, and you're going to know right where to go to correct. It really is the answer, in my opinion.
651-461-9226. Tech Talk underway on this Saturday. Doug Swinhart in. And by the way, if you're looking for Doug's phone number and email, we'll have that right at the end of the program. As always, here on News Talk, E3O WCCO. Here's another good one. Will my phone thaw out after being in the snowbank for an hour? I'd love to know how it ended up in the snowbank for an hour. Doug, your thoughts on that phone being in the snow for an hour?
Yeah, you know, I probably will. I think I would take it in and dry it off on the outside as much as I can, and I would bury it in popcorn for at least 24 hours. If it's shut down, God, don't try to power it up, at least for a 24-hour period. Popcorn, the actual kernels, pre-popped, of course, it will actually dry out the phone, but minimum 24 hours. Now, if you have a phone that you can still get the battery out of, take that out as well, dry it all out. The big thing is don't try to fire this thing up when it's still wet. Now, some of the later models are coming, and they're claiming to be waterproof. Most of them claim to be water-resistant. Waterproof, yeah. I just think it's too big of an investment to gamble. I'm kind of curious, too, how it ended up in a snowbank.
Yeah, and I've also heard the same properties about rice. People have thrown their phone in uncooked rice for a period of 24 hours. Another thing is, if it's been frozen, we bring this up about computer equipment. If you leave your laptop or a tablet or even a phone in the car overnight and it's frozen, you got to let that thing warm up gradually in the house. Let it come up to room temp before you fire it up. So the good news is, if it was actually outside and really cold, it probably wasn't like soaking in water.
Thank goodness.
It's still wet, but I would still dry it off, get it out of the case if you've got it in the case, and get it out of there, dry it off, and let it dry and let it warm up slowly.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd give it 8 hours before I fired it up, minimum. Absolute minimum.
Yeah. And like I said, I'd love to hear that story on how it ended up in the snowbank.
I'm sure just out of somebody's pocket. You know, we throw these things around and they're with us all the time and bound to drop one once in a while.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk more about Provisor. What exactly does it do? That's from our text line. And we're going to talk about a 15-year-old HP Pavilion desktop. And we'll get Doug's thoughts on that old machine on the way here on Tech Talk. Once again, our lines are open. Text or phone line 651-461-9226. We've already had a ton of texts on the program, and that is good to see. It is 218 here at News Talk. E3OWCCO. Tech Talk. Sun's out. It's a Saturday, and we've got about 40 minutes to go. Plenty of time for you to call or text our program, 651-461-9226. Carrie Klatt is our producer. Always great to have Carrie on board. She keeps everything going here on the program, and let's go to the phone lines. Let's bring in Lynn from Plymouth. Lynn, you're on the air with Doug.
Hi, Doug. I have an old compact computer. Still running Windows XP, and just retired, and I realized I really need to get a new computer. Looking at the websites and that, I'm overwhelmed. You know, there's so many different features, and I don't know what I really need.
Yeah, it really depends on what you're using your computer for. Steve and I have mentioned many times the Chromebook. And if you're just on the net and doing email and word processing and minor things, a Chromebook is a wonderful solution. If you want something a little bit larger, you can actually go with a desktop. And your choices out there, it's absolutely amazing what's available. I would suggest that you get an Intel processor or an AMD, but you're going to want to make sure that you get a quad processor for sure. That gives you 8 processing threads, that's a lot of computer. Minimum of 4 gigs of RAM. I prefer 8 or better, but 4 would do it. And make sure that you're looking at something with a solid-state drive if you're looking at a desktop or a laptop. And with the laptops or netbooks or notebooks, the solid-state drives also will come with what's called an NVMe. And that's capital N, capital M, capital V, NVMe, and the E is a lowercase. These are the new standard of solid-state drives. They're super, super fast and a little bit more money, but well worth it. That would be my thing. And other than that, if you're thinking about a portable or a laptop or even a desktop for that matter, go someplace where they got some on display. Micro Center, Costco, plenty of places selling computers today. But these two really do have a nice selection you can play with. Best Buy's got a selection. Micro Center's probably got the best in town where you can actually play with them, get the feel for them and find out what you like. It's all so personal today. Really can't make a recommendation. I think out of the production companies, I am kind of biased towards HP. I think they do a tremendous job, and their warranty turnaround time is better than anybody for the last 2 years, if there happens to be a warranty problem. They're just a good company to do business with, and I hope that helps.
All right, great call. Thanks, Lynn, from our text line. My trusty 15-year-old HP Pavilion desktop has started shutting off while viewing photos or using design programs. I cleaned out the dust from the fans, but I wonder if it could be the motherboard. No longer using the internet with this machine. And then on top of it, they said, love the show. What could be going on with this old machine?
Oh, yeah, this is my kind of computer, Steve. Let's keep this baby going. I would be checking to see if that power supply, which is really quite reasonable to replace, that computer, I can almost guarantee, is an ATX format. You can buy an inexpensive ATX power supply for $30-$40 and get a decent one. I would be looking at it, make sure it's not too quiet. Don't want to be sitting next to a vacuum cleaner. But you pop that in, and that'll probably take care of it. Either that, if this thing is plugged into a surge protector, I would try to plug it straight into the wall first. If, as they start to wear, about the only thing that goes bad on these things is the power supply that's converting AC to DC. And from what it sounds to me, is it you got a power supply going out. I doubt it's the motherboard. It's possible, but I doubt it. And that computer is another prime example that would just make a perfect machine to turn it into a lightweight Linux distribution box. Yeah, they will keep on going, and it would make a wonderful second computer. And thank you so much. That's a great text.
Yeah, it's a good one. Keep that machine going, and if it's just a power supply, no big deal. Gary in St. Louis Park. Gary, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hi, good morning, guys, or good afternoon, guys. Doug, I heard you talking a little while ago about cleaning up a PC, cleaning the cache and whatnot to get it to maybe run a little bit faster. I have a Mac Mini running the new Big Sur, and I'm wondering what's the best way to do that same thing with a Macintosh model computer.
You know, you always have the option if you're looking for a free program on a Mac. Would be Onyx, O-N-Y-X. Now, if you download Onyx, make absolutely certain that you get the version of Onyx that goes with your version of the Mac OS. That's a tremendous program. There's another one out of Canada, and I believe it's TG Professionals. It's a pay program. That one does just an unbelievable job. Plus, that will actually even regulate your temperature and your speed. And I will try to remember that as we go through the show. But first up, I would go ahead and get Onyx. Just open up a web browser, open up Safari, and go to Google and type in O-N-Y-X space for the Mac, and it will pop right up. I believe the company is Titanium, if I'm not mistaken. I love that program. Been around for, got to be 20, 25 years or more, and it's always been free to buy, free to download. It's just a tremendous, tremendous asset to have. I think every Mac owner should have one, and I hope that helps.
Yeah, very good calls here on the program. We still have plenty of time if you want to call and visit with Doug, 651-461-9226. Doug, let's jump back real quickly to the phone lines and bring in Gary in St. Louis Park. Gary, you're on the air. Oh, yep, sorry, I misread my text. Apologize, Gary. Let's jump to the text line here. Doug, my Surface Pro started taking a minute or longer to wake up if I walk away from it for several minutes. It didn't do this before. I get around this by closing the window and opening another one. What could be going on with this machine?
Yeah, their Hibernate file or their Hibernate file is clogged up. And Pervasor, depending on how much memory you have, may actually suggest it. Not use a paging file at all. That plus the fact that you might want to turn off that hybrid shutdown. That's also creating an awful lot of temp files. This machine is a prime candidate for Pervasor. Run it and let the good times roll. I'm sure they'll be pleased. Now, the first time you run Pervasor, it's going to take a while because it's going to clean out all of the free space on your drive. And people just really don't know what's left out there that can be reread or brought back to life. That's a big, big thing. After that, it'll go a little bit quicker. But that was, this is a prime candidate for that. Much, much faster, much, much easier to work with than doing it by hand.
All right, and here's the spelling again. We get a lot of text during the program. Pervasor. Provisor. And a follow-up from an earlier comment on this program and about maybe running it weekly if you're a heavy user, or maybe every couple of weeks or longer if you're not on your computer a ton. But what does it do and what won't it do? I mean, give us a quick overview before the weather break.
Pervasor?
Yep.
This thing just does a tremendous job. You're looking at a secure cleanup with one click. And once you get this thing set up, it will go through and it will clean out all of the temp files and cache files for your internet browsers, your indexing, cookies, flash. If you're still running Silverlight, it'll take that out. App cache, the registry, RAM, paging file, you name it. And once that's done, then it moves on to the in-depth cleaning. And the in-depth cleaning gets really very good because it goes through and it does a detection of all of the residual traces that might be left on your hard drive. And it will do a smart cleanup of the free space. It goes in and it checks your file allocation table or your master file table. And it even goes in and checks your indexing. Really does a nice job, regardless what kind of drive you have, but it really seems to just make SSD drives snappy. It will clean up all your jump lists, clean up all your prefetch, your history, and go right on down the line to your paging file and your hyperfill system files, thumbnails that are left out there, residual traces of indexing, and once that's clean, it will shut down and you reboot, and it's like, oh my goodness, that thing just takes off. Now, it might take a couple of reboots before you really get the benefit. Microsoft Windows, it's tying together the DLLs. It's actually forcing Windows to reprogram itself. And I've yet to see it give me an error. It just runs. I hope that helps.
Very good. Quick weather break. We'll come back. We will talk about something very interesting. And that has to do with a relatively new Windows machine. But Windows 11 says it's not supported. We'll get Doug's thoughts on that after that weather break here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk back here on a Saturday. Steve Thompson, Doug Swinhart, and our number is 651-461-9226. Let's go to the phone lines again. Mike in Minneapolis, you're on the air with Doug. Going on. Oh, all right. Well, Mike said goodbye. Let's jump to the text line. We've got a lot going on there. Doug, I want to bring up a computer. I have an Intel i5 3300, 3 gigahertz. Windows says it's not supported. And this is one of the issues with Windows 11 that we've talked about, that not all machines are supported. And if you got a new one, you're probably in good shape. But if it's a couple, 3 years old, maybe not.
Oh, even the new ones, there's a plethora of brand new computers that have never left the box that, according to when you check to see if you're compatible and if you can run 11, it's going to tell you no. This is a huge issue around the planet, and people are not reacting well to this. If you run a Google search, Windows 11 plus how to work around PC incompatibility, you're going to come up with well over a million results. People are coming, but there's fixes out there. What this computer is, this new one, this i5, it probably doesn't have the TPM module that's actually activated, and there's software that you can fake a TPM, a trusted platform module, and I'm not certain why Microsoft has taken such a hard line in the sand to this. I don't think it's going to be good for their long-term reputation. People are upset about this. There are workarounds. If you want to check on the net, probably one of the best resources to get around this. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I follow a gentleman named Chris Titus quite closely. And he did a YouTube video, I believe, last July. And if you go to YouTube and just type in Chris Titus, you're going to see his whole subscription thing. This gentleman is easy to understand, and he's highly, highly intelligent. Just a nice guy. He did a whole video on how to work around this incompatibility, and I think he took a 10-year-old machine and made it work, made it rock and roll. And I was very impressed with that. I can't turn into this guy without learning something. He's just top shelf. And that's ChristiTus.com is his main site. And, of course, he's just got a plethora of videos on YouTube and, I believe, Odyssey as well. And I hope that helps.
All right. Very good, Doug. Once again, Tech Talk underway. The number here is 651-461-9226. And I think Mike in Minneapolis is back. Mike, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
We're good.
Yeah. A while back, I found an external hard drive. It looks like a nice one. And I can't locate the owner. I called the company, and the serial number wasn't registered. So I'm wondering about a safe way to look at what's on this and see, you know, if I can determine the owner or...
Oh, yeah, that's a piece of cake. I don't know if I'd plug it into a Windows machine, but I would absolutely plug it into a Linux computer and take a look at the data. And I'd go right straight into the docs, and I'd be looking for some type of doc where it gives his at least his name. Once you get his name, you can run a search on the Internet and should be able to find a telephone number or a relative of something. That's really nice that you're going to this effort for actually a hard drive you found. That restores my faith in mankind. I just got to give you a great big attaboy on that one.
All right. Good work. Good call. 20 minutes now in front of 3. Tech Talk here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug, I've got a 2-year-old power spec from our text line. How do I know it has a microphone for Zoom calls? Also, the computer seems to lose connection to my Canon wireless printer. The printer dialog box says another computer is using the printer.
Well, that's bizarre. You know, the thing is the printers, if they're set up wireless, if people set up what's called Wi-Fi Direct, that printer is talking directly to the computer instead of going through the modem/router, which should be the hub so it can monitor and guide the traffic of all of the network packets. I got a feeling that other computer is another computer in the house, and one of the computers is set up with Wi-Fi Direct, and that kind of takes it away from the rest of the group. That would be my first thing that I would look at. If that's not it, then you got to be looking at what distance you are from your router, how strong your Wi-Fi is, and start playing with what channel your wireless is running on. And make sure that you're not trying to connect at a 5 gigahertz way far away from the router. Then you got to go to 2.4. Won't make a whole lot of difference, but 5 gigahertz is faster. And I hope that helps.
Tech Talk with Doug each and every Saturday between 2 and 3 here on News Talk, E30WCCO. We got another one. We'll do it again. We talked about Provisor. Once again, the spelling on that, Provisor. So there you go. Here's another good one. They're advertised all the time. iPhone 13s. They have 3 cameras on the back. Mm-hmm. And I had a chance to look this up, but they're wondering why 3 camera lenses on the back of the phone. What does that actually do?
I think it has. I'm not a specialist in photography by any means, but my understanding of this is it gives the panoramic pictures, the wide field of view pictures, a much greater depth and a much greater clarity. You don't have the fisheye that you normally would with a single lens, but I'm not certain. I know some people have talked about, well, one of those is for video and one's for pictures, and I'm not sure. That would be a something you could probably spend a day or two or three even reading about the specs from Apple. I do know that the Android systems as well, my S21 has 3. They're vertical, all lined up. I hope it isn't just sales fluff. But it's they do take good pictures, though. Nancy's got an iPhone. Just love that thing. I didn't really look at iPhones until she bought hers, and pretty good product.
Yeah, I have an old iPhone 8 still, and I've had really good luck with iPhones. I remember I had one of the original iPhones for years and years. I'd show it off in the studio, and I've had this 8 for a long time. There's a lot of pressure now to upgrade some of the phones in the house. But there's been a lot of discussion, and what they're trying to do is, once again, because the phone is so thin and so light, they use those three separate lenses to create the illusion of a bigger lens. It's basically, indeed, all the conclusions I've read online is that basically what they're doing is they're using those three in concert to give that onboard camera in the phone. And you know what, Doug, is crazy about it is that has become a very, very important feature on a lot of phones for a lot of people. You know, the ability to pull that thing out of your pocket and not only have your email and be able to make phone calls, but a big, big part of it is having that onboard phone and video camera.
Oh, no question. And how convenient.
Yeah.
I've actually used mine. I witnessed a car accident a couple of years ago and pulled my phone up and took a video of the whole thing as it happened. Stopped and turned it in, and it's like, you know, when you got that type of thing happening, you know yourself, a picture or a video is worth 10,000 words. I don't think it comes close to the 10,000. I think it just blows that right out of the water. And to have that, it's a huge advantage. Then you've got an actual record of what's gone on. There's no messing around there, because people, even the most honest people in the world, their recollection is still biased. It comes from them personally. No way around it. It's just human nature. So, yeah, this type of video and having it that handy, oh, yeah, it's become very, very popular. And I kind of like it. I didn't used to take so many pictures. I take more now. It's so convenient. You grab it, you got it right there. When you and I were growing up in high school, you'd have to have a camera and lenses, and you know, it was a whole different deal.
Well, you had to pay to develop
the worry wasn't cleaning your hard drive. The worry was getting the money for the film and getting it developed. Yeah, it's an interesting concept, what's going on. Fun time.
Yeah, and the cameras are pretty darn good. I've taken some pretty nice photos with that camera on the old iPhone 8, let alone the cameras they're putting in phones, the latest and greatest today. 14 minutes now in front of 3 o'clock. Quick break. We'll come back. Someone wants to know about DuckDuckGo. They've heard the ads on the radio. What's it all about? We'll get into that. And we'll also jump in more detail to that Windows 11 question. And it's a good one. Why upgrade to Windows 11? We'll get Doug's thoughts on that coming up following the break here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. All the news at 3, and then Mike Hansen will join us from the Office of Traffic Safety with the Department of Public Safety here in the state of Minnesota, and we're going to talk rules of the road between the news and 3:30 today, so stick around for that. Tech Talk continues. Doug's joining us here at News Talk E30WCCO. All right, Doug, before we run out of time at the end of the program, why would one upgrade to Windows 11 if their machine is running just fine right now?
Well, other than it's trendy, I can't imagine why. I play with Windows a lot. In fact, I set up a new machine last week, and there's a lot of things that are missing that I'm used to seeing on 10 and that were on 8 and 7, and I don't quite understand what the philosophy is of if something's being used and it's been in production for 10, 15 years, and we just know that there's thousands of users that are going to miss it, it's gone. There are lots of things in 11 that just aren't there that still should be. I'm sure they're planning on bringing it back as an update, maybe. I don't know. They claim that it's for performance. I don't know if the human eye is even capable of seeing the performance differences. I'm back to the old oddity, the old prodigy that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's not worth the hassle. At the same time, if you're needing to experiment because you've got a network coming up that's going to be going pure Windows 11, which I think a lot of companies think that if they're up to date, they'll run better, and that's rarely the case. I just think there's more hype than it deserves, in my opinion.
Okay, we have some texts about DuckDuckGo because people hear the ads here on the radio. They do advertise a lot. Doug, what is DuckDuckGo? Why is it different than maybe another search engine?
Well, you know, DuckDuckGo has been around for well over a decade, and they've come a long way. And any company that can gain somewhere around 7 to 10% search engine share around the world, and remember now, DuckDuckGo's got about 100 employees. Google has over 100,000. And their claim to fame, and it's working, is privacy. You know, every time you go out on the internet, those network packets, every packet is being chased. And we're giving up privacy. And it's checking our IP address and it's seeing what we do. And it's actually the professionals on the internet, I like to call them the router gods, way above my pay grade. These people have sat down and done the numbers. And if we could do away with all that background traffic, they claim that our internet expense would reduce as much as 70%. So we're paying for all this free stuff in the end. We always do. DuckDuckGo puts an end to that. They believe that our privacy should be no more difficult than getting up in your living room and closing your blinds. And most search engines just won't do that because they, well, at this point, they need the money generating, that money that's generating from selling your personal information. They need it to stay in business. DuckDuckGo is completely independent. They're doing it. I think they're going to be a great success. It'll take a while, but they will get there.
Very good. Once again, it is an option. People hear it advertised, but it is a search engine different from a browser. And we talk about Firefox and Google Chrome and all the other browsers out there. And it's important that people understand the difference between the two.
Oh, yeah. They're confused. Now, Google... Yeah, many people thought Google was a browser for a while, but Google Chrome is the browser. You can set up your start page or your home page or your default search engine in every browser to a search engine that is Google, DuckDuckGo, Quant, Wikipedia. There's a number of good search engines. The top two, any way you cut it, the top two is Google and DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is really, I think, a classy company. And I think everybody that's got a computer, they have multiple browsers, have one browser set up with Google as the default search engine, have another one set up with DuckDuckGo as the default search engine. And DuckDuckGo actually will give you an additional extension to add to that browser to where it will actually pick up and allow you to use DuckDuckGo as a default search engine without the pushing of the ads and all that. I think they're doing a good job. I think they're going to be really, really strong coming up in the next decade.
We're very tight on time, but here's one that should be fairly quick. How do I know if I have a built-in microphone on my computer?
Well, your best approach is just if you're in Windows 10, just go to the search box and type in control panel, so you can get back to the old-fashioned control panel. Open up system. They're all alphabetical there. And then underneath system on the left column, look for device manager. Open up your device manager and see if it says microphone. That's probably your simplest. Or you can also see it under your sound settings. And if you have trouble with that, give me a call and we'll make sure you got one. An external microphone today you can get for $8, $9, and they work just fine. I don't know how long... what longevity you'd get, but they work great. Good equipment, cheap today.
All right. One other one relates to speed test. There's a lot of versions of speed test out there. When I'm out doing games for a streaming service I work for, they want us to do a speed test on the internet we're using, whether it's Wi-Fi or wired internet, or we use a device called a cradle point, which is just really using cellular service to create an internet feed. But real quickly, how reliable is speed test if you use one of those?
Well, you know, the only way to really test your internet is daily for about 2 weeks. And even then, internet service is going to change through the year. And I got a multitude of them. There are about four or five of them. It's not easy. as we're relying on tons of other equipment, and there's no way we can blame everything on the internet service provider, but you can get a pretty clear picture of how they're running.
Okay.
Testmy.net and that kind of thing, just great sites.
All right. Doug, we've got to run. Real quick, your phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve.
Yeah, always good, Doug. Good to visit with you. And it, of course, is Tech Talk. And we are on the air Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock. Sports schedules permitting, of course, when baseball season starts, gets more complicated. But Tech Talk these days, Saturdays between 2 and 3 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Big thanks to Carrie Klatt, our producer, and, of course, to Doug. I'm Steve Thompson. We're going to take a break. We'll have all the news at 3. And then Mike Hansen will talk rules of the road with the Department of Public Safety here on CCO.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.